Nathan 你好，欢迎再次来到 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台，很高兴再次邀请到你接受我们的访问。
Hello Nathan, welcome back to 2CR Radio. It's great to having you with us again.
Yeah, always good to be having a chat with you on 2CR.
是，很高兴再次来到 2CR 和你们聊聊天。
Yes, since we last spoke about the Western Sydney has continued to evolve rapidly, with the Western Sydney International Airport preparing to open in this year, Refuge City taking shape, and this year, New South Wales budget placing a strong focus on infrastructure and housing. Many residents are asking what these developments would actually mean for their communities. So today we would like to talk about a closer where Western Sydney is heading and what the local families can expect over the coming years. So Nathan, it's been some time since our last interview. Before we discuss some of the major projects across Western Sydney, could you first share with us what is been keeping you busy recently and in both Parliament and across the Leppington area?
自从我们上次访问以来，西悉尼持续快速发展。随着西悉尼国际机场将于今年正式启用 ，Brathfield City 正逐渐成型，以及今年的新州预算案重点投放在基建和房屋发展，许多居民都十分关心这些大型发展项目将如何改变他们的社区。今天我们希望和大家一起深入探讨西悉尼未来的发展方向，以及当地家庭在未来几年可以期待什么。 Nathan， 距离我们上次访问已有一段时间，在谈到西悉尼各项重大发展计划之前，可否先和我们分享一下最近无论在新州议会还是在 Leppington 选区，你主要忙于哪些工作？
Yeah, well, last week we just wrapped up the budget, which we'll talk about shortly. But it's been a bit of a time where all those commitments I made at the last election have started being delivered. So we're doing things like topping out ceremonies where the buildings are being completed, and we're cutting ribbons, and so it's a real sort of phase where we're delivering on our promises. So schools, roads, upgrades, and those kinds of things, and of course the airport.
是的，上个星期我们刚刚完成新州预算案，我相信稍后我们也会谈到这部分。而最近这段时间，对我来说最大的工作重点就是把我在上次州选举时向居民承诺的事项一项项真正落实。我们最近出席了不少工程封顶仪式，也参与了许多新设施的剪彩启用。可以说现在正是一个把承诺变成现实的阶段，包括新建学校、道路升级以及各类基建工程，当然也包括西悉尼国际机场。
So we know that the Western Sydney International Airport is now entering its final stage before opening. Could you give us an update on where is the project stands today and what is some of the key milestones still to come before the airport officially opens?
我们知道西悉尼国际机场已经进入正式启用前的最后阶段，可否和我们分享一下目前整个工程进度如何？在正式开幕之前，还有哪些重要里程碑即将完成？
Yeah, so there's been a fair bit of commissioning and testing underway. I've been out there a couple of times, and when you go there, you'll see hundreds of luggage bags, and literally there are workers just putting them through the paces and seeing that they all end up where they're supposed to go. So given the amount of bags I've seen when I'm there, there's a very good chance that your baggage won't be lost. They've done some very, very rigorous testing, but right across there in terms of everything you'd expect from a modern, safe 21st century airport, they've done the kind of testing that you'd expect and the kind of commissioning. They've also started to announce some of the retailers that will be there, so the duty-free, some of the restaurants and bars, so it's really starting to take shape. The retailers are going to start fit out. Some of them have already started, so it's getting really, really close. The first freight planes are supposed to land in the coming weeks, and then we'll have passengers starting to arrive October, November, so very, very exciting. It's real and it's here.
目前整个机场已经进入大量测试和验收阶段。我最近去了现场几次，你会看到现场摆放着数以百计的行李箱，工作人员正不断测试行李输送系统，确保每一件行李都能准确送到应有的位置。 以我看到的测试规模来说，我相信大家日后在这个机场遗失行李的机会应该非常低。他们进行了非常严格、非常全面的测试。整个机场，所有你会期待一所现代化、安全、符合21世纪标准的国际机场所具备的系统，目前都已经完成或正在进行全面测试及验收。另外，机场也开始公布首批进驻商店，包括免税店以及多间餐厅和酒吧。整个机场已经开始越来越有正式运营的模样，不少商店已开始进场装修，部分更已经开始施工，现在距离正式启用真的非常接近。首批货运航班预计将于未来几个星期到达，而旅客航班将于10月和11月开始正式投入服务，所以这是一件非常值得令人兴奋的事情。这座机场不再只是规划，而是真真正正即将投入运作。
Yeah, we know that our Western Sydney Airport is generate a great deal of excitement, but many people are wondering what success will actually look like in its early year. Beyond opening day itself, how confident are you that the airport will attract airlines and businesses and investment, and how long do you think it will take to reach us the full potential?
我们知道西悉尼国际机场一直备受各界期待，不过很多市民都在思考机场的运营初期究竟怎样才算真正成功。除了正式启用之外，你对机场能够吸引航空公司、企业及投资有多大的信心？你认为还需要多久时间机场才能真正发挥它的全部潜力？
Yeah, so if you take that last measure there, investment, it's already a success. So there's been somewhere in the realm of about $20 billion invested by the state and federal government in terms of the airport itself, the transport links, the roads. But to date, I think there's somewhere north of $30 to $35 billion in private investment for the airport. So warehousing, development, some of the housing's now started to come. But in terms of that warehousing and employment lands and all the associated development around the airport, there's about $30 to $35 billion there. So I think by that measure, you can say it's a success. Certainly over the coming years, we'll see some success in terms of those other measures you've mentioned. It's opening on day one, but it's meant to grow. You've got the passenger terminals there, and the way it's been designed is they can go they can be expanded sort of in a modular fashion down the runway, and then it will flip and basically you'll mirror image that when the second runway goes in. So it's designed to grow, the success will obviously grow as the years go by.
Mm-hmm.
如果用你刚才所提到的其中一个标准，也就是投资来衡量，我认为它其实已经是一项成功的计划。截止目前为止，新州政府及联邦政府已经投资约200亿澳元，用于机场本身、交通连接及周边道路建设。除此之外，目前围绕整个机场地区，私人投资已经超过300亿至350亿澳元。这些投资包括物流、仓储、工业发展、就业用地，而现在也开始陆续有住宅发展项目展开。因此，如果单纯从机场周边的仓储、产业园区、就业用地以及整体配套发展来看，已经成功吸引300多亿澳元的私人投资。单凭这一点，我认为它已经是一项非常成功的项目。而未来几年，我相信你刚才提到的其他指标，包括航空公司、商业活动以及整个经济效益，也会陆续展现成果。因为这座机场并不是设计成第一天开幕就完全发展成熟，它本身就是一个持续发展的项目。目前，客运航厦的设计采用模组化方式，可以沿着跑道逐步扩建。未来当第二条跑道建成后，整个航厦也可以以镜像方式再进一步扩展。所以这是一座为未来几十年发展而设计的机场，它的成功也会随着时间不断的积累而扩大。
And we know that as the opening day is coming, but the delay to the Western Sydney Airport Metro has attracted considerable public attention. With the airport opening before the rail line is complete, how is the government planning to ensure the travellers and local residents can still access the airport conveniently during the transitional period?
随着机场开幕日期越来越近，不过西悉尼机场 Metro 延期的消息也引起不少市民关注。在机场正式营运时，铁路仍未完成，政府将如何确保旅客及西悉尼居民在这段过渡期间依然可以方便前往机场？
Yeah, that's a great question. I think everyone would have loved to have seen the metro open either on day one or before the airport was open. But there has been some issues with the contractors. And one of the things the minister has been very clear about is that we will make sure that the New South Wales taxpayer gets the best bang for buck when it comes to that. So we're certainly making sure that there's value for money in that project. But getting there via the metro is not the only way. There are new buses about to launch very, very soon. So in the coming days and weeks, those buses will actually start. So before the airport's open, and they're coming from all around Western Sydney. So Penrith, Liverpool, Campbelltown, Leppington, Mount Druitt, you'll be able to get express buses to the airport. That means that people, and the idea behind that is that it's important to have the public transport in place before the airport opens. If it opens with no public transport and people start driving there, it's a very hard habit to break. So those buses will be up and running. And they're also important for getting people across Western Sydney. You might not be travelling to the airport, but you might want to get from Campbelltown to Leppington, or you might want to get from Liverpool to Penrith. And at the moment, those connections are a little bit difficult. And so this is also about opening up connections across different parts of Western Sydney. But if you look at Melbourne, they don't have rail for their airport, and the rail at the current Sydney airport wasn't there for many, many decades. So the fact that you will have a metro there within a year or two of the airport opening is quite unique, and if you look at it in that perspective, it's a good thing. And I know that everyone's working hard on ensuring it gets opened and up and running as soon as possible.
这是一个很好的问题，我相信每个人都希望 Metro 能够在机场开幕当天甚至更早之前同步投入服务，不过目前工程确实遇到一些承建商方面的问题，交通部长一直非常清楚地表示政府必须确保每一分纳税人的金钱都物有所值，因此我们也希望整个工程在品质和成本上都做到最好，不过 Metro 并不是唯一前往机场的方式，政府即将推出全新的机场特快巴士服务，未来几天至几星期内，这些巴士便会开始投入服务，而且会在机场正式开幕之前率先运行。巴士路线将会在 Penrith、Liverpool、Camden、Leppington 以及 Mount Druitt 等西悉尼主要地区，市民可以直接乘搭特快巴士前往机场。我们之所以重视公共交通，就是希望在机场启用之前，居民已经可以习惯使用公共交通。如果机场开幕时完全没有公共交通，大部分人都会选择自己开车，而一旦形成这些习惯，日后就很难改变。除此之外，这些巴士不只是服务机场，它们同时可以改善整个西悉尼不同地区之间的交通联系。例如，有些人并不是要去机场，而只是希望由 Campbelltown 前往 Leppington 或者由 Liverpool 前往 Penrith。目前这些跨区交通其实并不方便，因此新的巴士服务亦希望改善西悉尼各区之间的联系。如果看看墨尔本，其实墨尔本机场至今仍未有铁路连接，而悉尼现有的 Kingsford Smith Airport 也是运营了很多年之后才有的机场铁路，因此西悉尼国际机场能够在开幕后一两年便有 Metro 接驳，其实已经是一项非常特别的安排。如果从这个角度来看，我认为这仍然是一件值得肯定的事情。我知道整个团队都正全力推进工程，希望 Metro 能够尽快投入服务。
And beyond the buses, what do you think that would connect the Western Sydney Airport to the other part of Western Sydney suburbs in the future?
除了巴士服务之外，你认为未来还有哪些交通配套可以进一步加强西西尼机场与整个西西尼其他地区之间的连接？
Yeah, so I think the real important and missing piece of the puzzle is what's known as the Leppington extension. So the Southwest Rail that goes to Edmondson Park and Leppington was always intended to extend further, and I think it's really important that is extended out to the airport and connects up to the metro out there, because once you have a heavy rail connection, it means that you can get to places like Liverpool and Parramatta and the city and the other airport. And I think that's the point at which the airport really starts to get going. And when I speak to people who've moved out into my area, they've done so because there is an expectation that rail link will be completed, and they'll be, you know, two or three stops from Bradfield or two or three stops from the airport. And I think that'll be a real game changer for the area. So the federal government announced $1 billion to acquire the land for that corridor, and there's currently a business case underway, and that's something that I'm fighting incredibly hard for, and not just because it benefits Leppington, but it benefits the whole, I think, southwestern Sydney, Western Sydney, Sydney, you know, the whole region. It means that by heavy rail you can get to the airport, and I think it's a really important project, and I'm harassing the transport minister at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm. 我认为目前整个拼图最重要也是仍然欠缺的一部分，就是大家所说的 Leppington Extension。现在的 Southwest Rail Line 只延伸到 Edmondson Park 和 Leppington， 但其实当初规划时就已经预留日后继续向西延伸。我一直认为这条铁路应该进一步延伸至西西尼国际机场，并与 Metro 接轨。当真正有了重轨之后，市民便可以直接前往 Liverpool、Parramatta、悉尼市中心，甚至现有的 Kingsford Smith Airport。我认为到了那个时候，西西尼国际机场才会真正开始全面发挥它的潜力。我平日接触很多搬到 Leppington 的居民，他们之所以选择在这里置业，其中一个重要原因就是相信这条铁路最终一定会完成。他们希望未来只需要两三个车站就可以到达 Bradfield 或西西尼机场。我相信这将会成为整个西西尼一个重大转变。联邦政府早前已宣布拨款10亿澳元用作收购未来铁路走廊所需土地。目前相关的商业可行性研究也正在进行。这是一个我一直非常努力推动的项目，不只是因为它对 Leppington 有利，而是因为它将汇集整个西南悉尼、西悉尼，甚至整个悉尼地区。有了重轨连接之后，全悉尼的居民都可以更加方便前往西悉尼国际机场。我认为这是一项非常重要的基建工程，而我也可以告诉大家，只要有任何机会，我都会不断向交通部长争取和提醒，希望这项工程能够尽快落实。
Do you think that is coming soon in any soon future?
你认为这项铁路延伸工程是否有机会在不久的将来正式落实？
So the business case is imminent. So that's due to land on the minister's desk soon. And I think there's an important decision about what the next big transport project in Sydney is. You've got the metro's underway, and the metro to Bankstown's going to wrap up soon. The Western Sydney metro's wrapping up soon. So there are some decisions that need to be made around what is the next big project. And I think I've made a pretty convincing case that it is the Southwest Rail. So fingers crossed, I'll keep pushing. And I know that businesses and advocates and the community and my colleagues are pushing very hard for that, and let's hope we get that over the line between now and the election.
目前这份商业可行性研究已经接近完成，相信很快便会提交到交通部长的办公室。我认为现在已经来到一个重要时刻，就是政府需要决定悉尼下一个大型交通基建项目究竟是什么。Metro 工程目前仍在推进， Bankstown Metro 即将完成， Western Sydney Metro 也正逐步建设。 因此很快便需要决定下一项大型交通投资应该放在哪里。我认为我已经提出一个相当有说服力的理由，就是 Southwest Rail Extension 应该成为下一个重点项目，所以希望一切顺利。我会继续努力争取，不少企业、社区团体以及我的议会同事，大家都非常支持这项工程，希望能够在下次州选举之前推动这项计划取得重大进展。
So beyond the Western Sydney Airport, we know that in the Western Sydney part, Bradfield City has been described as the Australia's first new city in more than a century. We've heard a lot about this vision over the years, but where does the project stand today and what changes can the local resident expect to see over the next few years?
除了西悉尼国际机场之外，我们知道 Bradfield City 被形容为澳洲100多年来首座全新规划建设的城市。过去几年，我们听到不少关于这座城市的发展蓝图，但目前这个项目进展到哪个阶段，未来几年当地居民又可以期待看到哪些实质改变？
Yeah, so that metro will have a station at Bradfield. There'll be two stations at the airport and one at Bradfield. So it'll have public transport as it grows. There's already a couple of buildings there. One of them's an advanced manufacturing research facility, and the other building complements that. So that's designed to foster, you know, innovative industries and really sort of high tech, cutting edge jobs in the area. The government announced earlier this year. The winner for the tender to build the first sort of section. So that'll have commercial building and residential. So again, like the airport, that's not meant to be there on day one, but it'll grow in time. But the idea is that it's a planned city like Canberra. And so it's been designed with the best sort of urban planning principles in place. And it'll be a really wonderful place to live, work and play when it really gets going. But work is underway on the metro and the buildings, and the initial work's underway on that first precinct, which will have, as I said, retail, commercial and residential offerings. So something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Bradfield 未来将会设有一个 Metro 车站，整个西悉尼国际机场范围将有两个车站，而 Bradfield 则会设有另一个车站，因此随着城市发展，公共交通配套一开始便会同步到位。目前当地已经有数座建筑物正在新建，其中一座是先进制作研究中心，另一座是与该中心互相配合的设施。整个策划的目的就是希望吸引创新产业以及更多高科技、尖端技术相关的工作机会落地当地。今年稍早，政府也公布了 Bradfield 第一个主要发展区的中标发展商，这个发展区将包括商业大楼及住宅项目。就像西悉尼国际机场一样， Bradfield 并不是希望在第一天便全部建成，它是一座会随着时间不断发展的新城市。整个概念有点像堪培拉，是一座经过完整规划的新城市。规划过程中采用许多现代城市设计理念，希望打造一个适合居住、工作及生活的城市。目前 Metro 研究设施以及首个发展区都已经开始施工，而第一期也将包括零售、商业及住宅用途，因此我相信未来几年确实值得大家期待。
So is there any like specific purpose for this Bradfield City? Because we know that for the CBD of Sydney is for commercial or maybe more on business side and finance. Is there any like tech or any other major focus purpose on that city?
Bradfield City 是否有一个比较明确的定位？例如我们知道悉尼 CBD 主要集中商业及金融产业，那么 Bradfield 未来是否会以科技产业或者其他特定产业作为主要发展的方向？
Yeah, so sort of more sort of cutting edge industries and sectors. So advanced manufacturing, robotics, and things that, you know, I think to a certain extent, you know, industries that probably haven't even been thought of yet. So it's really future looking, and it's drawing on that talent and that expertise in Western Sydney. It's a young area. There are a lot of smart, innovative, hardworking people out there, and there's also a really big manufacturing sector. So it's bringing that together along with the airport. So things like aeronautics and potentially, you know, military type uses as well. And there's also, you know, they're also very keen to get a university out there. So that sort of research and sort of cutting edge jobs and jobs of the future is a real focus there. So. Mm.
Yes.
有的。Brightfield 的定位主要就是面向未来产业以及各类高科技创新产业，例如先进制造、机器人技术以及一些甚至今天仍未出现的新兴产业。可以说它是一座真正面向未来的新城市。它希望善用西西里本身拥有的人才及专业知识。西西里是一个非常年轻的地区，这里聚集了很多聪明有创意而且非常努力工作的人，同时西西里本身也拥有非常强大的制造业基础。 Brentfield 希望把这些优势与西西里国际机场结合起来，例如航空行业，甚至未来可能有吸引国防相关产业入驻。另外，政府也非常希望未来能够在 Brentfield 设立大学，因此科研、创新、高科技以及未来的新兴工作机会都是 Brightfield 最重要的发展方向。
And we know that beyond on the our development, this year's New South Wales budget was already announced, including its significant investments across Western Sydney. So looking specifically at Leppington area and the surrounding region, what commitments do you believe will have the greatest impacts on the local families and why?
除了刚刚提到的各项大型发展项目，今年的新州预算案也已经公布，其中包括大量投资于西西里地区。如果聚焦在 Leppington 以及周边社区，你认为哪些预算措施将会对当地居民和家庭带来最大的影响？原因是什么？
Yeah, so it was a really good labor budget, you know, and it was a budget focused on cost of living and working families and to a certain extent Western Sydney, and so I think the real frame around that is that we acknowledge that times are tough for a lot of people, but a lot of those factors are outside any state or federal government's control. But there are things we can do to help people and. There's, you know, around cost of living, there's $100 off your registrar, your car rego, which I think a lot of people will be very happy with, freezing Opal fares, so not putting them up. And also for Western Sydney, I think the big one is the toll cap. So we introduced a toll cap for a $60 toll cap when we got elected. We're now bringing that down to $50. So as soon as you spend more than $50 a week, everything over that you will get back. So that's a real focus for Western Sydney. In my part of Leppington, we've got a pretty good budget. We've now got an additional $400 million for 15th Avenue, which I've spoken about on the show before. So again, that's the main, you know, if you draw a straight line between the Liverpool CBD and Bradfield, that's 15th Avenue, and that road really does need to be upgraded. At the moment, it's very congested, and so in the short term, it'll improve people travelling to and from school and work, but long term, it'll mean people can get to the airport. And there's also some additional money for $200 million for Elizabeth Drive, which is another key road to the airport. So we spoke about that earlier, and it's not just the buses and the rail, but it's the roads we're upgrading. I'm also very pleased to say I got two new schools, so a new high school for Austral and a new public school for Austral. So that's an area that's growing rapidly. The one existing public school there is going to have probably somewhere in the rounds of 1,000 students next year. And the area is growing rapidly. It's had a 300% increase in kindergarten enrolments over the last 5 years. So this is about not playing catch-up anymore. We've spent the last few years playing catch-up, especially in the area of schools, and this is now about getting in front of those problems and making sure that the schools are there when they're needed, not after they're needed.
Mm-hmm. 我认为今年是一份非常好的工党预算案。整份预算案主要聚焦在生活成本、工薪家庭以及西西里地区的需要。整体而言，我们明白目前很多家庭都面对生活压力。当然，推高生活成本的很多因素，其实并不是州政府或联邦政府可以完全控制的。不过，我们仍然希望透过一些措施减轻居民的负担。例如，今年预算案推出汽车注册费减免100元。 我相信很多市民都会欢迎这项措施。另外，我们也冻结了 OPPO 公共交通票价，不会调高票价。至于西西尼居民，我认为最重要的一项措施就是过路费上限。工党政府上任后推出每星期60元的 Two Cap， 而今年我们再进一步把上限降至每星期50元。换句话说，当市民一星期支付超过50元的过路费，超出的部分便可以获得退还。我认为这对很多西西尼家庭来说是一项非常重要的支援措施。至于 Lipington 选区方面，今年的预算案同样带来不少好消息。我们成功争取额外4亿澳元用于 15th Avenue 的升级工程。之前我也曾经在你们的节目中谈论过这条道路。如果由 Liverpool 市中心一直画一条直线前往 Brantford， 那基本就是 15th Avenue。这条道路目前交通非常挤塞，因此确实急需改善。短期来说，道路升级可以改善居民每天上下班及接送子女上学的交通。长远而言，它更会成为连接西西尼国际机场的重要道路之一。除此之外，我们也成功争取额外2亿澳元用于 Elizabeth Drive 的改善工程。这同样是通往机场的重要交通干道。刚才我们谈到巴士及铁路，但道路建设同样重要，因此政府也同步加快道路升级。另外，我也很高兴成功争取到两所新学校，其中包括 Austral 一所新的高中以及一所新的公立小学。Austral 是一个人口增长非常快的地区，现有唯一一所公立小学，预计明年学生人数将近1000人。过去五年，幼儿园新生入学人数更增加约三倍。因此，我们现在希望做到的不再是事后补救。过去多年，我们一直都在追赶人口增长，特别是在教育方面。现在，我们希望能够提前部署，在市民需要之前把学校新建好，而不是等到需求出现后才开始规划。
So, what you have mentioned about is the rapidly growth in among the Lappington and Western Sydney area. But do you believe that the infrastructure delivery is keeping up, and where do you think the biggest challenges still remains?
刚才你提到 Lappington 以及整个西西尼的人口正快速增长，你认为目前基础建设的发展速度是否已经追得上人口增长？又或者你认为目前最大的挑战依然是什么？
Yeah, as I said, I think we've been playing catch up. It might sound political, but I think it's fair to say that there wasn't enough investment in Western Sydney and certainly my area of southwestern Sydney over the previous government, over their 12 years in government, as all that housing went in. The roads weren't upgraded, the schools weren't being built, the hospitals weren't being built and upgraded, and that's something we've really focused on over this term of government. And we're now in a position where we're getting in front of that and playing and making sure that they're there when they're needed. So I've mentioned the schools. Look, I think there's certainly some work that needs to be done with the roads. Roads are a little bit more difficult because the state government obviously delivers the main roads, but councils need to deliver the local roads. And I think certainly Liverpool Council and to a lesser extent Camden Council need to deliver some upgraded roads there. And that's something I'm trying to assist them with and trying to come up with ways where we can upgrade those roads as soon as possible. But in terms of things that the state government has a handle on, education, health, and those kinds of things, I think we've done fantastically well. There's upgrades to Campbelltown, Liverpool, Fairfield, Bankstown, hospitals. So in the health space, I think we're doing a fantastic job. And it's not just the buildings themselves, it's the people that work in them. So we removed the wages cap and teachers have got a significant pay rise. Nurses have got a significant pay rise, paramedics, police, fireys. So one of the problems we inherited was that we were losing a lot of public sector workers. In fact, the nurses magazine from Queensland was advertising in New South Wales and poaching nurses over the border because they were getting paid more. It sounds simple, but it's true. If you pay people more, they will stick around. And we've certainly seen that in terms of nurses and and teachers and fireys.
正如我刚才所说，我认为我们过去一直都在追赶人口增长。这样说可能听起来有点政治化，但我认为客观来说，在上一届政府执政12年间，西悉尼，尤其是我所属的西南悉尼地区，基建投资确实不足。当大量住宅不断落成的同时，道路没有同步升级，学校没有同步新建，医院也没有同步扩建。因此，这一届政府上任后，我们一直把这些问题列为重点工作。我认为，我们现在已经开始追赶，转化成提前规划。刚才我已经提到学校方面，至于道路，我仍然认为有不少工作需要完成。道路建设比较复杂，因为州政府主要负责干道，而地方道路则由地方市议会负责。我认为 Liverpool Council 以及 Camden Council 都需要加快部分地方道路的改善工程，而我一直都积极协助他们，希望与地方政府一起寻找方法，尽快推动这些道路升级。至于州政府直接负责的范畴，例如教育、医疗等公共服务，我认为我们已经取得非常好的成果。目前 Campbelltown、Liverpool、Fairfield 以及 Bankstown 等医院都正在进行大型升级工程。在医疗方面，我认为政府做了很多重要工作，而且改善医疗服务不只是新建新大楼，更重要的是留住医护人员。因此，我们上任后其中一个重要措施就是取消公共部门薪酬上限，教师获得大幅加薪，护士获得大幅加薪，救护员、警察以及消防员同样获得明显的薪酬提升。我们接手政府时，其中一个很大的问题就是公共服务人员大量流失。我记得当时昆士兰护士协会甚至在新州刊登招聘广告，希望把护士挖角到昆士兰，因为当地薪酬更高。这个道理其实也很简单，如果薪酬合理，人们自然愿意留下工作。而我们也确实看到护士、教师及消防员的留任情况都有所改善。
So we know that what you mentioned is about the upgrades and new developments among the Lampington and Western Sydney area. But with the density is going to increase rapidly, do you believe that in the Lampington area, there's enough like connection between like suburbs and suburbs among like within Lampington area?
刚才你提到 Lampington 以及整个西悉尼都有不少新的发展和基建项目。不过，随着人口密度持续快速增长，你认为 Lampington 区内各个社区之间的交通和连接是否已经足够？
Yeah, look, these places have been master planned, so there is, you know, there's a colourful map that you can look up that shows you how it's all supposed to look when it's finished. And I'll acknowledge that at the moment it doesn't quite look like that because, you know, not all the areas are developing and they're not developing in stages. You know, there's the issue of fragmented development where someone might develop, you know, what was a chicken farm, a 4-acre chicken farm, and the person next door still might want to run their chicken farm. And so the roads and the footpaths and stuff don't connect up. But in time, there is, you know, the way it's been planned is that they're walkable communities, they're communities where you can get around. And most importantly, they're communities where you're not too far from some open space and some parks. We know that houses now are built on smaller lots and people don't have big backyards. And so there's a real big need for open space. And that's something I've certainly been pushing very, very hard for in places like Austral and Lappington that, you know, a lot of young families moving into the area. Kids want to run around on the grass and kick a ball and go down a slippery dip. So that's one of the things we're really focused on at the moment.
这些新社区其实全部都是经过完整总体规划的。如果大家去看看规划蓝图，就会看到整个地区最终完成后应该呈现的样貌。我也承认目前实际情况和最终蓝图还有一段距离，原因是不同地段并不是同时开发。另外也存在所谓零散发展的问题，例如一块原本4英亩大的养鸡场已经完成住宅开发，但隔壁工地的业主可能依然继续经营农场。 因此道路、人行道以及其他基建措施未必能够立即完全接驳起来。不过随着整体发展逐步完成，这些社区最终都会连接起来。整个规划理念就是打造一个方便步行、方便居民日常生活的社区。最重要的是，希望每一位居民都可以在家附近找到公园及开放空间。现在的新建住宅大多建在较细小的地段上，居民已经不像以前那样拥有大后院，因此公共公园和绿化空间的重要性比以往更高，这也是我一直非常积极推动的事情，尤其是在 Austral 跟 Lipperton 这些地区。越来越多年轻家庭搬到这里，小朋友需要有地方跑步、踢球，也需要游乐场玩耍，所以这是我们目前非常重视的一项工作。
And what will we see is the priorities for the new developments and infrastructures for those, the transport or any like parks and stuff.
那么展望未来，你认为新的发展及基建项目应该优先聚焦在哪些方面？除了交通之外，例如公园及社区设施方面，又有哪些是政府目前的重点？
I think, yeah, we just discussed, you know, parks. I think parks is the one that certainly comes through for me. It used to be schools, and I think we've done a lot of great work in terms of schools. You mentioned public transport. I think buses. I think people undervalue buses as a form of public transport. I love buses. It sounds a bit weird, but, you know, a really good bus network makes a massive difference to a community. And if they're clean, if they're reliable, if they turn up on time, they can get people around and they, you know, you fill up a bus, that's 50 cars you take off the road, right? So we'll have more to say about that in the coming days and weeks in regards to buses. But that's certainly one of the areas where we need to do better. But again, it comes back to the bus routes sometimes take you down local roads, and those local roads aren't in the best shape. So it's about working with all three levels of government, especially council, to ensure that we have adequate footpaths and adequate bus shelters and adequate local roads to get those bus routes in.
我想我们刚才已经谈过公园，对我来说，公园仍然是目前最重要的工作之一。几年前，我最关注的是学校建设，而我认为我们在教育方面已经取得了很大的进展。至于你刚才提到的公共交通，我一直认为很多人其实低估了巴士的重要性。我很喜欢巴士，听起来可能有点奇怪，但一个完善的巴士网络真的可以彻底改变一个社区。只要巴士干净、准时、可靠，它就可以有效运输大量乘客。一辆坐满乘客的巴士，就代表道路上可以减少大约50辆汽车。未来几天或几星期，我们也会公布更多有关巴士服务的新消息。我认为巴士仍然是我们需要持续改善的重要范畴。不过，这也再次回到地方建设的问题。很多巴士路线都需要行驶地方道路，如果地方道路状况不好，那就很难提供完善的巴士服务。因此，我认为州政府、地方政府以及联邦政府三个层级都必须共同合作，尤其是地方市议会。我们需要更完善的人行道、更好的巴士候车亭，以及能够支援公共交通运输的地方道路。
So finally, we know that Western Sydney is entering one of the biggest periods of transformation in its history right now. So when you look ahead over the next decades, what kind of Western Sydney do you hope today's young families and future generation will inherit?
最后，我们知道西西尼正进入历史上其中一个最重要的发展时期。展望未来十年，你希望今天的年轻家庭以及下一代将会承继一个怎样的西西尼？
Yeah, look, I think you've nailed it. It's really on the cusp of something tremendous. And if you look a couple decades ahead, you'll see, you know, Bradfield is an established city. You know, it probably rivals Parramatta in terms of, you know, scale and its economic output. You've got an airport next door, which is up and running and flying all over the place. And hopefully, you know, some of those industries I talked about that haven't been invented yet have been invented and pioneered in Western Sydney, and young kids that are maybe not even in school yet are the CEOs of these, you know, billion-dollar companies that are, you know, top of the share market in New York or Sydney, and these young Western Sydney products are showing the world and you know, employing people and generating you know, economic growth, and really turning around that perception of Western Sydney, and hopefully making Eastern Sydney a bit jealous.
我认为西西尼现在正站在一个非常重要的转捩点。 如果把时间拉长到20年后， 我相信 Bradfield 将会发展成一座成熟的新城市。 它的规模及经济产值很可能足以媲美 Parramatta， 到时候旁边的西西尼国际机场已全部投入运作，航班飞往世界各地。我也希望 我刚才提到的那些产业，甚至包括今天仍未出现的新兴产业，未来都能够在西西尼诞生，并由西西尼率先带领发展。今天那些还没有上学的小朋友，将来可能会成为市值数十亿企业的行政总裁，他们的公司可能在纽约或悉尼证券交易所上市。 这些在西西尼长大的年轻人将会走向世界，创造更多就业机会，带动经济发展，同时彻底改变大家对西西尼的印象，甚至希望有一天还能像东西尼的人也开始有些羡慕西西尼。It
sounds like a bit like the Silicon Valley right now.
听起来有点像是在打造澳洲版的硅谷。Look,
I think there really is potential for you know, whether it is in IT, but a new form of Silicon Valley in Western Sydney. You know, there's a lot happening in the you know, the renewable energy space, in the advanced manufacturing space, in things like AI, and you know, there's some really, really smart people who can maybe bring all that together and nail it in Western Sydney, and Western Sydney becomes a global leader in these new industries we haven't even thought about. So it can happen. The pieces of the jigsaw are there, and we just need those hardworking, bright minds to pull it all together.
Mm-hmm.
我认为西西尼确实具备这样的潜力，无论是资讯科技还是其他全新的产业，我相信西西尼有机会发展出专属于自己的硅谷。目前，在再生能源、先进制造业以及人工智能等领域都已经有很多重要发展。我们拥有很多非常优秀、非常聪明的人才。 如果能够把这些不同领域结合起来，我相信西西尼有能力成为全球新兴产业的领导者，甚至是在一些今天还未出现的新产业上率先取得突破。可以说，整幅拼图的重要部分都已经具备。我们现在需要的就是更多有创意、有能力、肯努力的人，把这一切真正结合起来。
I think so as well. So I think that's concluded with our interview today. Thank you for your time and sharing your thoughts with us today as well.
Thank you, and always a pleasure to come on.
Thank you very much.
我也非常认同，今天的访问就到这里。非常感谢Nathan今天接受我们的访问，也谢谢你和我们分享对西西尼未来发展的看法。